I, as many of you know, I've said it a couple times, I'm a new dad, and everyone always asks, are you getting a lot of sleep? And today I thought, well, you know who's getting less sleep than me? The CPAs, as we go to the next couple of weeks. Mark Galagos joins us now. He's a CPA. He's a tax partner at Port Brown LLC. Mark, you getting any sleep these days, buddy?
Getting a little bit of sleep, but pushing through.
Yeah, because a lot of people kind of wake up in the end of March as April approaches. I don't even know. Is this even too late in the season, Mark, or do some people haven't even gotten their forms yet together?
There are people that still haven't gotten their forms together. I'm getting calls every day, but we got time, so and we
Okay.
can also extend.
Oh, what point do you think people should maybe just think about the extension as opposed to try and rush it together? I know that's a very personal question, but I know people don't want to like put CPAs out too if they're going to work with them. But man, it's crunch time for them too. I don't know if it's a specific date or just depending on how complicated your tax situation is. Talk us through what an extension sounds like, feels like.
Yeah, I guess if you're not that complicated, maybe you can get it done sooner. But really, when you get to April 1st, you're kind of thinking, do you have enough time for someone to actually prepare your return, get it done? If you owe money or get a refund, you want it done right. And so, an extension is just not an extension to pay, but an extension to file, and that gives more time for better accuracy.
Is it pretty easy to do? Should I do that on my own or should I talk to a professional to help me with that?
You could do it on your own, but it's best to talk to a professional just so it's done properly. Because if you're not filing by April 15th, a proper extension gives you, so you when you file your return after, you're not late, and you don't want to pay any late payment penalties, late filing penalties.
Here's something for you. My parents, I helped out with their taxes today. I am not a CPA, but they've used TurboTax for years, right? And that's worked well for them. They don't have anything too complicated. Although this year they took more out of their retirement to help build a garage up at their little place up in the north. I'm being too specific with details here, but I was sitting there thinking, I really should talk to Mark because I'm not the one to be doing this. Make the case, though, why maybe people that have used TurboTax over the years or a similar sort of thing, maybe you should take a second look and have a professional look it over.
Well, the good thing is when you put your stuff into TurboTax, for example, it takes what you have and calculates and puts it on the tax return, but the system doesn't know what you're thinking, doesn't understand what you're trying to tell it. At the same time, if you're not familiar with the tax law and the legislation, you're not sure what the output should look like. So talking to a professional will help make sure, hey, do I get my right income in the proper places? Have I accounted for it, the character of it, and the expenses that go along with it? So important there.
How much does a CPA? I know that we're kind of talking broadly speaking here, but the service of using the computer now, that all still costs money to do. How much does a good CPA, for let's say an average tax return, someone that maybe is retired or they got a W-2, maybe two W-2s, a little side income perhaps? I mean, how much should that run for people? I think that sometimes people are worried about how much that should cost.
Yeah, it really depends on the CPA and the complexity, but I mean, you're looking at $500 plus before, at a minimum when you're getting a tax return done. But at the end of the day, it's being able to sleep at night knowing, hey, I don't have to worry about the IRS coming after me. It's done properly and you've signed off on it.
And not only that, but maybe these tax experts like you realize maybe we're not doing things right. Maybe we're self-employed and we've been paying self-employment taxes for years, whereas an S corp or some other vehicle might have done well for us. Maybe we've been leaving, if we're self-employed, a SEP IRA off the table. We haven't been contributing to it, and that's a great way to do it. Do you encounter that a lot of people walk into the office going in for tax help for this year, and you're able to say, oh boy, we could really help you out this year, but next year, why don't we try this instead?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking at the right deductions, have they accounted for it? Are they in the right entity? Maybe they're a Schedule C. They should be incorporated as an LLC. Maybe they should be an S corporation. With a pending tax bill coming this year with some potential tax changes, are you in the right vehicle to make sure you're maximizing your tax advantages along the way and making sure that you're not paying more than you need to?
Oh, we got a little dial tone going on as well, Mark. I think you are still on the line with me. You still there, buddy?
Yes. Still here.
I thought you hung up on me, Mark. I was like, come on, you can't do that dirty to me. I know you're all good. Mark, not to put this all on you, but you are a CPA, and we encountered you guys because the Illinois CPA Society reached out to us. What do you want people to know here 22 days out before tax time? Like, what are some overarching themes or thoughts that are kind of going through your head?
Well, it's not too late to either get your return done or make sure you start getting your documents to extend. But there's so many mistakes that can be had. Make sure you have all your documents. If you got side jobs, you got 1099s, if you got digital assets, cryptocurrency. Maybe you got a gig job where you get a 1099-K. Make sure you get all that and get it to the right preparer to help you go through that, and also the associated expenses with it. When you rush through things, things get missed, and therefore you have errors, and then you have to either amend or you end up paying some fines or penalties. And so you want to avoid all that and make sure you talk to the right people along the way.
These days, if you Google someone's name and try and find out, or Google CPA, you're going to get about 9 sponsored advertisements before you get to some results. Are there better ways to look for a CPA that I'm not thinking of?
I bet. Best way, Illinois CPA Society, go on their website. You can find some qualified CPAs on there and firms that will gladly help you in this time and really know what they're doing.
All right. Mark, I appreciate your time today. Good luck with everything the rest of the year, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Mark Gallegos, tax partner at Port Brown LLC.